You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and also top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Michael Baldwin, an accomplished leader in the communications industry with more than 25 years of top 10 advertising agency experience in building global brands, leading global teams, solving complex strategic problems, and developing world-class creative campaigns. He is the author of the new book on being a better presenter and speaker called Just Add Water. Sounds interesting, and we're certainly happy to have you with us today, Mr. Baldwin, on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and happy to be here.
So first of all, one thing that stands out about your book is its title, of course, Just Add Water. It certainly is an attention getter. Can you explain how it relates to speaking and presenting?
Well, it actually relates to the process that I'm sort of advocating to help people become better speakers and presenters, and by that I mean Just Add Water is shorthand for easy, because I have found that many of the books, and there's actually many on the subject matter out there, I own many of them myself, are hard to get to. They're complicated. They're very technical, and I just saw the need to put something out there that was actually more like an illustrated guide than it was a textbook, to help people get something that would be something they could consume and put into practice immediately.
And you write that thousands of years ago, cavemen did a better job at presenting than most people do today. Why is that?
I do. The anecdote is, I was referring to in the book, there's a visual kind of cornerstone or touchstone, which is the 32,000-year-old cave paintings in the south of France. And the anecdote is that Picasso went to visit them, and he came out of the caves to a cluster of microphones, and he announced to the world, "We have learned nothing." And I think what he meant was the cave paintings are very, very simple, powerful tools for communicating that go along with a narrator. And unfortunately, what's happened over the course of the last 32,000 years is that we've gotten to a point now where the first impulse for a lot of presenters, and the statistic is 30 million presentations take place every day, is to put virtually as much text on a slide as the slide will hold, and that is what the unfortunate state of affairs is for a lot of presentations these days. So it's a huge contrast from those early cave paintings.
You got to love that illustration. Now, of course, if there is one thing that most people have the most fear, if it's that there was a list of five things that most people were afraid of, probably at the top of the list is public speaking. What are your top tips for overcoming a fear of public speaking?
I would give two responses. Number one, in a personal context, I usually start with a story when I'm teaching. You know, if you go to a rehearsal dinner, for example, and you hear someone give a toast, and you're completely and totally blown away by the toast, so much so that you might decide not to give your own. I ask people, well, what characteristics would you use to describe that person? And they're always positive, like passionate, thoughtful, articulate, confident. And so in a personal context, that ability is a remarkable ability that has nothing but positive accrual to anybody who possesses it. In a business context, what I tell clients often is that, you know, just like when Marlon Brando has to do 8 shows a week, he's got to be on 8 shows a week. He doesn't have the option to be on 2 shows a week. So in a business context, if you are in a position where you are senior enough to be presenting internally or externally, you're being paid to do it. But the funny thing about in both instances is once people get the taste of what it's like to do something they've worked on for a while and they're excited about giving, and then they get a whole lot of great feedback as people start tweeting their sound bites, they get a taste for something they don't want to let go of.
And that is for sure. Today we are joined by Mr. Michael Baldwin, the author of the new book on being a better presenter and speaker called Just Add Water, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Michael, when it comes to making a presentation, what should entrepreneurs or small business owners in particular think about when they first start out?
I would say two things, and the first one is not a it's not meant to be a throwaway, and that is really considering who your audience is. And if it's an intimate meeting and there's a CMO and a COO and that's it, how much can you find out about each one of those people, and particularly what it is you're going to be advocating and how it might go for or against the grain of how they of the positions or the biases they hold on that topic going in, so you can be aware of it going in. You can actually hopefully preempt biases that are going in the negative direction. So it's funny how people, I think, tend to skip over that step, and they don't give enough time thinking about it, because there's all kinds of opportunities to present themselves if you truly make an effort to know who you're presenting to, number one. And number two, and this is the one that's so overlooked because it's simple but it's hard to do, which is coming up with what I call a crystal clear objective, which always begins with the same two words, which are to convince an audience of something.
Lastly, how can Just Add Water help those who are already established and successful be better?
Well, I've never met, in the 8 years I've been doing this, focusing on this art form, I have never met a person, CEO, C-suite, or otherwise, who have not been able to make better in this field. And I would include myself, because for two reasons primarily. Number one, I've never found someone who was already practicing the things I'm advocating in Just Add Water in the book. And number two, it's kind of a little bit of a moving target, because things change and stories are available to be connected to objectives that you might be wanting to present to an audience, change and get updated all the time. So it's not as if it's a static art form. It's kind of a living art form. And, for example, I have a 185-slide teaching deck. Over the last 8 years, I've worked on that deck for every one of those 8 years to make it better.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you. I think this book is a must-read, especially for those who do public speaking or even considering it. Tell our listeners where they can pick up your book and also how they can be in touch.
Easy answer, if they just go to baldwin.com, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, just like it sounds, .com. They can find out about speaking, consulting, training, and they also can connect to the site where you can order the book.
And that certainly sounds easy enough. Mr. Baldwin, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Baldwin, the author of the new book on being a better presenter and speaker called Just Add Water. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's baldwin.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.